It seems as if the construction of the world was going fine, at least until God said out loud, "Let us begin to make man." Because when God uttered those words, it seemed as if a fight suddenly brewed out within the realms of heaven. According to the Midrash, when God uttered that statement, "Let us make man," all of the angels gathered around. And one would expect that the angels would fight for our favor. And yet the exact opposite happened. The angels started to argue. They started to fight. And their reasons for not creating man actually makes a lot of sense. The angels explained, why would one want to create man when all they do is lie? Why would God want to create man when we tend towards the paths of hate instead of peace? Why would God want to create man when our lifespans are short, when we make mistakes, when our lives are filled with trials and tribulations? What purpose is there in creating man at all? And the interesting thing is, as God is watching this interaction take place between the angels, it's then when God laughs and says, "See, you're fighting. That's the reason why I need to create man. I'm creating man in order to repair this world, which I see is already broken." I'm reading a fascinating book right now called Does the Soul Survive? By Rabbi Elie Spitz. And without answering that question, that'll be time for another sermon, a much longer one. What Rabbi Spitz mentions in the book is that Adam HaRishon, the first human being, his purpose was clear. You see, when he entered the Garden of Eden, he was given the task of finding all the sparks of light, all of the sparks of divine purpose that were scattered about within the garden. And what happened is when Adam reached for the fruit on the forbidden tree, he fell. And when he fell to the ground, suddenly these sparks of purpose were embedded in his body. And what we're supposed to learn from this, says Rabbi Spitz, is that each one of us somewhere deep within has a spark of divine purpose. But it is hidden. It is concealed. But it is meant to be found. And now, as we begin the Torah once again, I can't help but think about that conversation between the angels. How many times in our lives do people tell us, "You're not meant to be in that task. You're not meant to be in that profession"? How many times in our lives do we question ourselves? How many times in our lives do we let our insecurities get the better of us, and we forget why we're here? We forget our role on this earth. And yet, what we have to remember is that there was one voice, one voice calling out for our creation, not the angels, but it was God. God called out for each of our creation for one specific reason. Within each one of us is embedded a divine spark, a source of reason and a source of purpose. May our lives continue to be filled with the impetus to create, to dig deep within and reach beyond those insecurities and those doubts, and remember that we are here for a purpose. We are here to grow. We are here to create. Shabbat Shalom.